Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, and welcome to Energy Speaks Back, powered by B2B Energy. My name is Paul Webb, and I'm the founder of B2B Energy, and I'm your host. And weekly, I present to you energy experts from around the world. Welcome to episode 139. Our purpose, as always, is to provide a good understanding of energy management knowledge from around the world, which is available today for us to deliver savings that impact on our planet. We would like to thank utility people who are creating a better career and future for people in our industry. Welcome, energy enthusiasts, to another enlightening episode of Energy Speaks Back. Today's guest is an energy expert from France who has been on my training and has become both a global energy expert and an energy consciousness practitioner. So without any further ado, let's dive into the conversation with Behidi Lamine. Good evening, Behidi. How are you today?
Fine, and you? How do you do, Paul?
Very good. Or should I say bonsoir?
As you want. Bonsoir also.
You've always been very polite, Behidi. Considering, how tall are you? You're very tall, aren't you?
On my ID card, 1 meter 95 centimeters.
Right. Yeah. And we've had some pictures taken together, and I think I come up to your kneecap. I'm so small compared to you. You're very tall. So, Behidi, we have met, and you can tell us where we met, because you was researching this the other day, wasn't you?
Absolutely. We met in at Energy Summit at London Stansted Airport, near at... what kind of hotel it was? Radisson Red Hotel in 2012 of October, yes.
Right. And I was presenting the energy management process, wasn't I? And as you know it, because you've done the training now, the 11-week energy program I was presenting to you, wasn't I?
Absolutely, yes.
Brilliant. And that's how it all started. And you've actually visited the UK... and we've met a couple of times, and we've gone to the ENCO conference together, and we've maintained that relationship. And in fact, I think since that time we met, we probably meet every week, and we talk about, now we've gone through the training and we've been talking a lot about energy and the new things that are happening within the industry, and some quite interesting things I'm sure will happen from the conversations today. Now, as I know you very well, for the benefit of our audience, can you give us your background story and tell us about your origin story and how you got into energy management?
So, to present myself, me, I'm from a little town in France, Chimazaran. First of all, since I was young, I've always been interested by everything related to science. So... it guided me towards scientific studies. And during my studies, I developed a great interest for thematic related to energy, as energy efficiencies, power electronics, renewable energies. And following my studies, I've started to work in this industry. And I'm currently working as an energy manager. Something that is very interesting for me. And for the following, as you said in your presentation, I am very keen to discover more things about AI for energy industry, yes.
Right. And let's talk about use into science and things. Do you think the transition is about the environment as well? Are you passionate about the environment?
I will say to you, my interest by science is more related to the fact I always been interested to the practical aspect of things, how things work. Yes.
Yeah.
And what guided me primarily to the energy industry, it was the fact that for a practical mind, it's a good industry where you could work towards physical goals, yes, like sustainability for environment and ecology. So yes, those things have a great interest for me, yes.
And as a energy manager, do you find there's a balance between the people and technologies? So I know you've done an ENCO course, haven't you?
Yes. First of all, I will say not really, but I think with the current situation we have, especially in Europa, with the rising of the cost of energy, people are more interested by these thematics. So yes, I clearly believe now there is more people who are not from the energy industry seeking information about the topic of energy, yes.
And the transition we're finding ourselves with AI in buildings, I'm quite shocked really regarding ChatGPT and what that can do. How do you think that technology is going to be adopted? Well, first of all, by the energy manager, how are they going to really get the benefits of that?
For me, of what I've seen, I clearly believe that the AI will not be able to completely replace the work of the energy manager, but I think it will be more than an help in his toolbox.
Yeah.
To give you an example, and we've talked about this before, in building we have a thing called BMS, Building Management System. The process of AI for the BMS will be a thing that will place upon the BMS, but it will not replace the work of the energy manager. It will give you more insight about what you seek. For example, if you are an energy manager for an hotel, your job is to control BMS with, for example, a process of AI which have for goal to control the weather and temperature inside the hotel. It will give you insight on how to regulate your BMS by a more efficient way, yes. So for me, yes, I understand that there is a question we can have about the process of enchantment of an AI, but for me, it will be more a toolbox, a thing that you will be able to have to help you in your work. But for me, despite this fact, I clearly believe also that AI will push energy expert to train themselves in things like coding, for example. Yes, me currently, as we talk about this before, I'm training in things related to data analytics and data science, yes. And this thematic is directly related to AI because, as an energy expert, our main job is to being able to understand data, yes.
I totally agree with you. I think AI has its place currently as a tool in your toolbox. And
Yes.
I'm finding I so as an energy expert, we have to facilitate a lot of data. And the more data I'm finding nowadays, we're getting more and more data available to us. And I'm finding that AI can provide me a very good tool to start to analyze that data quickly, concisely,
Absolutely.
And more importantly, with concise. So I'm able to articulate the information from that report and be able to sort of then communicate that back to my peers and the people like the organizations I'm working with. And I find that as of great use, having to look at the data and seeing the trends and understanding how the trends are working. I can see it and visualize it. Sometimes I find it very difficult to articulate that back to an organization, especially when you've got loads of data, you know.
Absolutely.
I'd like to think in the future we could have it aligning with the BMS system and just give us some advice of what we could be doing. I wouldn't like to see the AI saying, we need to increase the temperature set points, and that's what I've done. I think there needs to be a little bit of a gap there, before we
Yes.
implement things. I think it needs to be a very big information process currently.
Absolutely.
Have you seen any incidents of this of when with AI and with any systems yourself?
Physically, no, but I've exchanged with a startup who currently working on this,
Right.
yes, on how on BMS or every supervision system, because you could control inside temperature, or also you could control the lighting of your buildings.
Yeah.
And society, I've seen that some of them are working on the solution on how, with first of all, as an energy manager, target you choose about energy efficiency, they advise, they give you an advice on how to regulate your installation with a better by the better way possible. Yes,
Yeah.
so yes, I've seen that there is society who are currently working on this. Yes.
You obviously have BMS systems. Do you have BMS systems across all your portfolio or some of it?
Some of it, not all, yes.
Yeah. And a significant amount of data coming back from those systems.
Yes, absolutely, because as I said to you, as an energy manager, you have data from everywhere, not only BMS, but your bill of energy is data, a nice tracking historic of outside temperature is data, yes. Inside temperature is data. How many person are counting your facility is data. Also, your CO2 concentration is data also. Because now, I'm sure you know it, but with the CO2 concentration, you could use this data to regulate better HVAC system, because certain amount of CO2 is equivalent to one person, yes.
Right.
So you could use this to regulate your HVAC, yes.
Do you foresee any challenges with AI within, for instance, in your organization? Do you foresee any challenges that you would have?
Me currently, I clearly believe that the main challenge, not talk for my organization, but on a personal way, is that as an energy expert, it will put on us more challenge on the techniques and abilities that we will have to master, yes.
Right.
Me, for people who will listen to this podcast, I clearly believe that currently, for somebody who wants to go to the energy industry, one of the better things you could start to learn is everything related to data analytics and everything related to how to develop process to forecast. For example, you have buildings and you want to forecast your energy consumption in 3 or 4 months. Yes, but for to do this process, you need to master things related to data analytics, aspect related to some math, because you need to being able to develop the process of foreseeing what you want. So for me, yes, the main challenge for me it will be to keep up your abilities. Yes.
And what about the challenge for the organization? Because one thing that's in my mind is that we need an so an organization can't just start implementing AI and
Yes.
ChatGPT that without any expertise around them. So I believe there's a lot of the for me the challenges are going to be is the trust. So that data's going to come into the AI system. AI is going to then provide us reporting and advice, maybe.
Yes.
Who's going to proof that? You know, because currently it needs to be. You know, sometimes
Yes.
I'll get stuff back from ChatGPT and I think, I need to fine tune that. You know, maybe I need to change the language slightly or not the
Yes.
grammar, because the grammar and the spellings, etc., it's very good, but it sometimes is a bit dated. So I was using it today to look at some analysis on some data, and it was recommending putting in LEDs. Well, I've seen that it's got LEDs in the
Yes.
building. It couldn't see that from the data, you know. So we have got to provide the expert knowledge around it, haven't we?
Yes, but as you said, this I clearly believe it's things that related to the training of the expert, because with massive data and with the thematic of AI autonomous process, there will be an aspect related to cybersecurity. Because as you said, currently with your supplier of electrical energy, is able to track what kind of device you're currently using by at your home with the frequency signature. Yes. So yes, I clearly believe that main challenge, especially for organization, will be first of all related to training. First of all, training of his expert, but also cyber security aspect. Yes.
That's a good point. You mentioned security there. I know the governments and the heads of government have all met recently to discuss the control of AI, ChatGPT, and what we're doing with it. And there are some guidance being developed for it.
Absolutely.
And I think that's important that we keep on top of legislation. You know, it does frighten me sometimes. The stuff I ask, I put in, and the information comes back so quickly. I can't even have time to correlate what the question was I've just asked. It's just amazing. You know, it comes back so quickly. You know, and if you can harness that in the right way, you know, it has to be checked, obviously, you know.
Ah yes, every system need to be checks.
But it's only going to
Every
get
system.
better, isn't it?
Me clearly, for me, I clearly believe we are only at the beginning. Yes. So it will be for me, I clearly believe there is no there is all these aspects related to cybersecurity, but I clearly believe the more the development of this kind of process will step up in competency, the more it will be efficient. Yes. So for me, no, I clearly believe that there is not a lot. There is things to be frightened, as you say, about the ability to track data easily, and also, as you say, you know, because with data, you could easily dress, par exemple, a profile. So, par exemple, to give you an example, you have military facilities, things like this. If you're able to have their energy data, you could easily find when there is personnel on the facilities, what kind of device they are using. So yes, this aspect is frightening, but for me, I'm very optimistic on this technologies.
I think as experts, we need to be optimistic because it, and as an energy expert, we need to be one of the group within an organization to be leading change. You know, that is the only way you're going to make a difference to reducing your energy consumption is by
Absolutely,
change.
absolutely. Only change, progression come with one thing, and only change. Only. We need to try new things. We need to test new technologies. And for this, I believe that AI is a perfect thing. Yes.
Let's just. I'm going to throw some curveballs now, and I want to start talking about France as a country regarding their net zero approach, because during the end of lockdown, the French government made some really great decisions, I think, regarding shutting down buildings at night. Even like shop fronts, for instance, they reduced the amount of displays that were available, and I believe they even changed the timings on the lights on the Eiffel Tower, for instance, and their landmarks. So they made some significant changes. Has that made a big impact on the carbon footprint of France?
For now, for what I know, because I'm not official of government, I will say a government needs to be the leading factor of change. So for me, the interest of this kind of measure, for me, for now, is not cannot only be judged by the Paris Agreement was set a target for 2030, but by the fact that if the government has set this kind of measure, it will have an impact on companies and inhabitants of the country, yes. So for me, it's more the good thing is this, yes.
And then what about the balance of so many years ago they had committed to nuclear power, so
Yes.
high percentage of the power that's been generated in France comes from nuclear power. And then
Absolutely.
you've got the balance of solar fields wind power. I drove down to Andorra through France, and I was amazed at all the windmills. There are hundreds and hundreds of them.
Yes.
What is the balance of? Have you got any
Yes, for me,
indicative figures on how many?
for me, the balance I currently have of France for now is 40% of nuclear energies, 28% of oil, 16% of natural gas, 40% of renewable energies, and 2% of coal.
So the coast quiet. I'm
Yes.
surprised that we've still got natural gas and oil there. That's quite a
Now,
big chunk.
for give you an example, it's this is last no, it's energetic mix of 2021. Yes, but let me check. I will find. Let me check. For nuclear energy is more than 60%, yes, for 2023, yes.
Right.
Yes.
And is there targets to reduce this further?
I clearly believe that the target was being set by the Paris agreements is to reduce energy related to carbon. So the main goal is to develop, first of all, renewable energies, first of all, and also I know that there is a project related to the nuclear industries, especially related to small nuclear reactor, yes.
So they're going to condense the sizes of them.
Yes, it's France 2030. It's the agreement who has targeted those goals. Yes.
And talking about the sort of targets that your country has, is there a great push on net zero?
Net
Developing
zero.
pathways for net zero as organizations to reduce their carbon footprints.
By net zero, precisely, I could not answer this, but on what I can answer to you is that there is more organization who are currently targeting sustainabilities by winning international certification as ISO 50001, 90001, yes.
And has your organization got ISO 50001?
Currently working on it. I know that there is some facilities of my organization who are fi ISO 50001. One, yes.
And are there benefits for organizations to have ISO 50001? Because we've seen in Germany, there isn't in the UK, by the way, but I've seen in Germany that there's tax breaks when organizations secure their ISO 50001
Not
standard.
for ISO 50001, but in France we have a thing for if as a facilities you have a operation related to energy efficiency for your facilities, you could earn things as in French we call this CEDE, certificat d'économie d'énergie. It's a kind of bond you earned following an operation you have done on your facilities of a certain amount of money that you could earn if you do operation related to energy efficiency, yes.
So, Bahida, you're a young man. Where do you think the future of energy management is within France?
For me, I will swear to you in a more global ways. Me, I clearly believe, especially with things like AI, that we are at the start of interesting things. Because I clearly believe that with the current situation, especially in Europa, people seems to being more guides towards the thematics of reducing energy consumption, and I clearly believe this will bring us toward innovation. Yes. So for me, we are at the start of new things, and I'm very optimistic about it. Yes.
Do you feel we're aligned with good training going forward? Because we haven't got enough, and I don't know whether you feel the same, but I don't think we've got enough energy experts around to deliver all these targets. And the one thing we can do is, this is a great thing because France is talking to the UK by myself. We've been talking for the last 2 years regarding our conversations, and one was training, two was now we're collaborating. We're sharing knowledge, we're sharing information, and we're sharing ideas. And that group's got bigger because we've got the B2B Energy Hub, and where we all network on a regular basis and collaborate. So I sort of asked you two questions there, but what do you feel? Is there enough training out there for the industry?
For me currently, because we, as you said, we have not the same experience. So for me, I will say regarding the current thematics, no, I don't think there is a lot of energy experts. Yes, but I clearly believe that with as you, as I say, the current situation, it will bring more person toward this profession.
Yeah. And then I was leading to the collaboration. Do you speak to other energy experts around the world? Have you got a vast and you're quite keen on networking. Have you got a vast network of energy experts that you speak to regularly?
I will say I'm trying to build a network, yes.
Yeah.
So yes, I'm trying to develop a relation with you, with Lee, with other energy expert, with some person I could I have met to some summit, yes.
Yeah.
So I'm more in the developing phase of
Yeah.
my personal network, yes.
Yeah. Brilliant. So, Behedi, it's been really interesting talking to you about the future here. I see you as a young energy expert coming through, and I'm very proud to be a part of your journey. So it's come to that stage where I like to put you on the spot. You're such a calm person. Your voice is so calm. Yeah, I feel very relaxed interviewing you today, so thank you. I'd like to just say, is there anything you can give back to our industry today as a takeaway for any other energy expert out there?
Me, so there is a thing that I can say. The energy industry, for me, related to energy efficiency, is growing. So there is a need of person with passion and who have the envy to learn new things and to develop projects. Yes. So come. Yes.
Say that again, the last bit.
Now, yes, I said there is a need of expert in this energy industry,
Yeah.
a person who have envy
Right.
toward learning new things, building the innovation. So, to being simple, come.
Right.
Yes.
So what you're doing out there, you're trying to invite more energy experts to come and join us, yeah?
Absolutely.
Yeah. No, that's a very good point. I like to think this podcast, one of many podcasts is inspiring others to come and join our network. And as I say, we meet on a regular basis. Well, we meet weekly. And the group at the moment currently is meeting bi-monthly, where we share ideas and we talk about our challenges, which I think is important to share that and collaborate and work together.
As you said, yes.
The whole is
Absolutely.
greater than the sum of its parts, isn't it?
Exactly.
Okay,
Exactly.
Behini, it's really great catching up with you. I've enjoyed speaking to you, and I really enjoy our weekly chats and catching up in the evenings. You're 1 hour ahead of me. Most of the time, so we juggle our calendars to meet around that sort of schedule. So I appreciate your commitment, and I appreciate your commitment today on our podcast.
Me, first of all, thank you, first of all, for the training. First of all, because it is very interesting to learn things about my industry, but in another way, voilà, in the English world, since we exchange information and we talk, it helps me a lot toward gaining, first of all, new knowledge, being able to express me. I think in an easier way, because during our first discussion, I think it was a bit difficult
It was a
to
challenge, wasn't it?
yes, to understand ourselves, yes.
And your English is
So.
amazing now. To be honest, when we first met, I had to really listen, and it's funny how we've both molded into the conversation. My English is from London, so I have an accent. I talk around the world, so sometimes my accent blurs a little bit. But we've done really well, haven't we? And we've been patient. We've worked together and worked through that.
Absolutely, yes.
Brilliant. You'll always be my aubergine man because you're always sitting in the dark. You always wear your the bluish top,
Not for today, yes.
and your room environment is always blurred. So we always used to smile and us used to say, "Oh, you're my aubergine man that is on the call today." So brilliant. Great to catch up with you. Thank you very much. And Behidi, thank you. You and your family, please stay safe in these times.
Thank you for you also and your family, yes.